Greetings in the name of all that's love and light in this world. Blessings on blessings, and thank you for listening to Motherfucking Friday. And I am your girl, the Guru Warrior, that's right. And I got a lot of shit to talk about, man. I gotta get this shit off my chest. It burns like heartburn. But today, as always, I brought myself to different podcasts. I'm listening to everybody. Okay, I looked on IG. I was on the Twitter feed. You know, I do that because I want to see what y'all are talking about, you know, so I can talk as well and give my own fucked up opinions about shit, you know. It's the way of the world. It's the way of the guru. That's what I do. Anyway, this morning at the top of my Twitter feed was a shot that really saddened me because, you know, it's like this. In the hood, when anybody ever gets shot, especially, you know, if it's a person of a Hispanic persuasion, there's always a million candles and teddy bears and flowers and, you know, stuff like that. And it was just piled on top of each other. There was so much love. And the only thing I could think to myself was, you got so much love for these people now, right? But where were you when, you know, they needed your assistance with their kids getting taken away from them and all kinds of stuff with people calling them? Well, I don't want to get into that because that's just going to upset a sister. And I just finished eating Chinese food in New Jersey for the first time. And I must say, I'm glad I found a Chinese restaurant in New Jersey that came out of New York. Yay! Anyway, but it just made me sad. You know, it always makes me sad when people bring flowers to the dead. You know, flowers after death, you know, you bring me these flowers during my life, not after, you know. And flowers die, you know. I want plants, you know. When I'm sick and I go to the hospital, I tell people, don't bring me flowers, bring me plants. Plants live. And I could take them home and keep them alive, remind myself to live every day, you know. But that's just a guru, as always, ranting and raving about shit. But it really made me upset, man. And then I scroll down, and then there's this chick in a bathing suit yelling at a sister, if you know what I mean, sister, black woman, about the black woman. Now, they're at Sesame Place, which is a water park. I believe it's in Pennsylvania. I don't know. I took my daughter there one time. Ugh, what a place, man. Ooh. Anyway, it's always very tense, and the lines are very long. But this woman had no right to tell that black woman to go back to where she came from. Dear White People, okay, which is also a name of a show on Netflix, please stop telling black people to go back to Africa, because half of them are not from Africa. Okay, a lot of black people have Native American roots, so they're probably more American than you are. I'm just saying. And then for myself, telling me to go back, I'm gladly go back to Jamaica, because shit over here is fucking crazy. Thank you. So anyway, you know, it was just so, I mean, I called the white woman ghetto. That's how ghetto it was. I mean, she was being completely ghetto. If it was any other black woman, those earrings and the rings and all the shit that she had on, she would have choked the neck with the necklace. Her eyes probably would have been having scratches all over it. Her hair would have been in clumps in her hand. You don't fuck with a black woman. But luckily, she had her children with her. And she had a video camera. And she's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to be cool about this. But I want you to tell everybody what you said. I was like, shit. So for any of you who want to see that, please do check out the Guru Warrior's Twitter page. All you got to do is hashtag the Guru Warrior. You'll find it. It's sad and twisted and sick. I'm really just getting tired of the open racism, man. Keep that shit in the closet, okay? And pretend like you have one black friend, okay? Enough already. So, you know, after I dried my eyes and calmed my raging bitch attitude, I took a look and a person named KB Wagers wrote this very simple tweet and it moved me. Morning neighbors, let's spread some love today. Tell me about someone, something you love. No reservations, just unreserved joy. So I took a moment, dried my eyes and said, this is fucking beautiful. I said, I really needed this. It was like planted right in between all the hate garbage and all the shit going on in America. And the fact that the president is on vacation, I'm trying to get the address in the Hamptons to take my ass over to the Hamptons and yell at him because this shit is ridiculous. I mean, I understand, you know, we're all New Yorkers. We don't apologize, okay? We do it. Fuck you, fuck off, fuck this, fuck that. It's a New York attitude, okay? That's his attitude. I didn't do anything. No, you just incite violence and then walk away like, it's not my fault. He tripped. But I didn't make him fall. You know, he's a raving lunatic, but so am I. So, you know, I just said, oh my God, what a breath of fresh air. It was like a cold glass of water on a very hot day when you are so thirsty that you feel like your tongue is drying up and like a dog. You know, you ever see a dog when they get hot, their whole tongue just waggles all over the place. But anyway, thanks KB Wagers for that. That was really nice. So going down my Twitter feed, I read another tweet. And this shit had me cracking up for like a half an hour. Dude says, oh, it's legal to toss axes in an area the size of a bowling alley, yet there is no cannabis dispensaries. And I thought to myself, well, duh. I mean, shit, if they legalized cannabis and axe throwing, that would be a really bad combination. Either people wouldn't be able to pick up the axe, or there would be some crazy fucked up accidents. Accidents, get it? Okay. Yeah, my set is turning into fuckery right now. That's what my grandfather used to say. It's all fuckery. Everything is fuckery, man. I can't believe these people and them just all fuckery. And I'm like, grandfather, please. Me father follow them. So anyway, I just want to know where the dude lives so I can stay the fuck away from that place just in case cannabis does get legalized. Now is the time for shout-outs. So all of my new podcaster friends over there, because we're talking Twitter today. What's up, strong body, strong soul? I love you, Maria Humphreys. Thank you so very much. She has been plugging my name, the Guru Warrior, every tweet. I love her. Thank you so very much, Maria. From day one, Maria Humphreys was one of my very first people to have a call with friends with me. I just answered the phone. I'm like, who the hell is this? Why is my phone ringing like this? You know? And we had a great conversation. So you can go over and check it out. It's still on her station. The KMC show, my good friend from Canada, probably like, whoa, Americans fucked up right now. My Stuttering Life, how you doing? I haven't gotten around to listening to your station just yet. I've been so busy What's up, Mr. No Show? I see you over there tweeting your ass off. Tweety, tweety. I saw the Elite Circle joke. That was funny. But believe it or not, people still are listening to those two little episodes, you know? And speaking about Elite Circle alumni, what's up, Red Sable? What's up, Gloria PT5? Or TP5. I always fuck that up. Sorry, Gloria. I miss y'all. Cyber Shots, how you doing? How you doing? I just spoke to Cyber Shots the other day. He had this musical talent on his show. Dude's called Ghetto Fit. Oh, man. His music is awesome, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to bring it to you. You wait and see. I might have it on tonight. We'll see what happens. So, I can't. And Yovi D and Tanika Drake, alumni of Elite Circle, they are doing a huge Southern California event to raise awareness for abuse, you know, domestic abuse, domestic violence. So I'm really pushing for them, guys. Please make sure if you are in the Southern California area and you want to get in on that conversation, please join them. Help them raise awareness because this is a fucked up thing as well, you know? Angie Ray, congratulations on your new movie script, my girl. Make sure you go and listen to all of these people. Now, I found this new Libsyn, right? So I was looking at Libsyn and people were like, well, who do you recommend? And somebody recommended a show called No Shade, Just Palm Trees. Okay. And his name is Royce Belafonte. So shout out to them. I love the show. It's a beautiful black podcast. You know, they were talking about HSBC, historically black colleges. They're talking about wishing to be born in the 70s so they could have witnessed the golden era of the 90s. Oh my God, people. I was there in that golden era and I really don't remember very much because I hallucinated my way through the whole era. But that's another story. Yeah, quite fun. Big up to Chronicles podcast as well. I was listening to them on Libsyn. No Shade, Just Palm Trees, I think, is on SoundCloud. Which, you know, I don't know how you all do this, but I'm just an anchor person. But it was a really good podcast. These two guys were really getting into it, trying to figure out a way to just, they had ideas that made me laugh about family vacations and having a warning label like Viagra on, you know, those family vacation commercials. I thought that was shit, was funny. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you wouldn't need to have a warning about family vacations if you didn't use the Viagra. But as my mother and many mothers have warned their own children, one day you're going to have kids just like yourself, and they will be just as crazy as you. And at that time, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have some cool-ass kids, man. We're gonna drink soda and eat cookies and ice cream and all the shit that mom never let me have for breakfast. I'm going to give them Pepsi in their bottles and shit. I was thinking, yeah, they're going to be cool kids. Nope. As soon as puberty hit, man, it was a living hell. And I had four of them in puberty. Anyway, side note, I really enjoyed Cuzzo's thing about trying to create this council of people to stop all this dumbass violence that's going on. I mean, but seriously though, and I gotta give what's his name, Neil deGrasse Tyson, a pound for what he said. You know, brothers and sisters are being shot every day in the hood. Every day. There's black-on-black violence. Nobody says a fucking thing in the news. Well, okay, maybe in, like, local news every once in a while, you know, if it gets out of hand and it's, like, entirely too much. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is nothing new. It's just that, you know, now that we're in the height of all of this political bullshit and people are stumping to become president in 2020 because we have to take out the trash that got in the White House. I don't even know how it got there. Because, you know, if you look at history, history will tell you that Hillary did win the popular vote. And if you look at another history thing, and this is going to shock the shit out of you, there was a time when that orange bastard wanted to get rid of the Electoral College. That was when he was a Democrat, before he became super fucking rich. I'm telling you, you lie with dogs, you get fleas. And that man got a ton of fleas because he was an okay guy and he had some really good things to say. And then all of a sudden, he started hanging out in the club. And trust me, I saw him up in the club where I was working at, okay, and a few of the after-hour clubs. So, yeah, I knew he was trash. I did. I knew all kinds of shit that he done and seen some shit. And I just can't say anything because it's not right. And I knew it wasn't right. But, you know, Russia, whatever. I'm going to take a short pause. Oh, shout out to Hugo Torres. Yes, a fun thing I've ever done with in Jamaica as a child. And, well, the drinking age in Jamaica is actually 18. So, you know, the last time I was in Jamaica, I think I was about 19, 20 years old. Right, and we used to chase chickens drunk, which is very difficult to do, you know, especially after it rains for 5 minutes, you know, and it's dark, and you're fucked up off of 180 proof Jamaican rum. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a bitch of a hangover. But it's so smooth, it's like you don't even taste it anymore. So if you are planning on taking a trip to Jamaica, let me just let you know, be careful of the rum punch and the sun at the same time, because the sun in Jamaica has teeth and it will bite your ass, especially if you are light-complected. I mean, I spent my summers down there, and every year my mother would have my aunties and uncles putting freaking aloe vera all over me, and then the bugs used to stick to me. Listen, Jamaica is a beautiful country. Just be careful. Now it's better. We got 100 sunblock, but still, it's like the sun is closer to the earth over there. But anyway, that's another story. I got something shocking from Jamaica I want to tell y'all about. But I really wanted to give you a heads up that please do not listen to this with the intention that, you know, you're never going to go to Jamaica because of this one thing. Because this is, it's a country just like shit that's going on here. That's not going to make people from Europe and Japan and wherever they're coming from not come and visit us, okay? But first, I want to shout out to the creators of Alexa for wanting us to follow Alexa on Twitter so that she could tell us corny knock-knock jokes, which is really cool and fun when you first get Alexa, but after a while, it's like, oh, okay, that's dumb. So most of you are now finding out that I'm really into anime cartoons. I have kids. And one of my passion was anime, and it sent my daughter chasing after Japan. And so she's still there. She's a perpetual college student working on her master's in Asian studies. She speaks three different languages. I'm so proud of her. But I was also watching like regular American cartoons, right, with my little Jen, my granddaughter. And she says to me, "Grandma, come here, you gotta check this out." It is called The Amazing World of Gumball. And we watch that a lot together. So that's our favorite thing. That's our go-to thing. And for any of you who don't watch Cartoon Network, it's about a cat and a fish. And they really just get into all kinds of crazy stuff with their backwards dysfunctional family. The father's a bunny rabbit. Their mother's a cat. The brother's a fish, you know. The father doesn't work. He's a house husband. The mother works. It's really insane. And I come in on a part where the cat, the main character, Gumball, had said something really snide to his brother, who's adopted, the fish. And the fish picked up his hand, and he held up one finger, and he said, "Hold on. Let me make a call to the I don't give a darn store. Hold on. Hold on." He says, "Hello? Is this the I don't give a darn store? Do you have any darns in the store that you have to give? No? Okay." Then he looks in the refrigerator. No darns in here. Went into the bathroom, looked on the computer. No darns. No darns. I mean, the joke ran for like 3 minutes. And me and Mr. G are sitting there cracking the hell up. And my granddaughter's like, "What are they talking about?" And I was like, "Well, okay, it's a grown-up joke, honey, okay?" But I've been watching this show with her for a while, and I tell you, this was seriously made for adults. It really was. I think this show was meant to be on, like, Adult Swim, the Cartoon Network night version, right? But I don't know. For some reason, they're like, "Oh, maybe it's good for tweens and teens." Okay. But anyway, I believe the comedy in that show is wasted on kids. So, okay, some more comedy. I know it's a day late and a dollar short, but I'm going to have a call in with the system real soon about some crazy New York shit. Man. But we'll talk about that later. I'd also like to... One of my other things is to go to YouTube and check out Wagwan and Yad in Jamaica, as we say. So, turns out, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very sad and super fucked up story, and I'm so surprised that it has not made it to America. Because, first of all, Jamaicans, okay, are very religious people. Does not matter what the religion is, Rastafarianism, it can be Christian. Ah, so many Christians, so many churches in Jamaica. All right. Rastafarianism is just another Christian religion. They believe that Haile Selassie is the second coming of Jesus Christ. And they believe that Jamaica is like hell. And, you know, when they die, they'll ascend to Africa, whatever. But, you know, and... the reason why they smoke ganja is to get spiritually aligned with Jah, all right? And so there's a lot of fakers out there. But, you know, if you want to, you can go to YouTube and just look it up. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff out there. But it turns out that in Jamaica, 16 years old is the age of consent sexually. Okay, and the drinking age, like I said, is 18 years old. So this little boy, 16-year-old boy, and a 6-year-old child, okay, went off somewhere together, and I believe the 16-year-old boy assaulted the child, the 6-year-old boy. Now, parents, I don't know, found their child beat up. behind the bushes, and his junk was removed, cut off. There was a machete on the side, a machete, I'm sorry, how you guys say machete, on the side, and they couldn't find the little boy's, you know, junk. And that just makes me very sad. There is a big stigma on being gay in Jamaica. They call it batty. You know, you're batty boy. You're crazy. You know, batty boy, batty girl, you know. And they're always preaching and stuff. So it's really hard to be openly gay in Jamaica. Things have lightened up a little bit, but still, stuff like this makes shit bad. All right? I just got the text, and I'm getting ready to call our special guest right now, ladies and gentlemen. So I'll be right back. It's your girl, the Guru. Check out this music. Peace.
I feel bad for all my hate. It's going insane. I see you later. Boost my bad. You know the deal. I'm trying to chill. Problem, but he fixed that shit when he caught him. Made it ass fall like a Sodom. Little bad bitch, do she wanna? Yeah, I see that shit with a fish eye. All the real shit come from the sky. All I really do is ignite. Then I burn it through the midnight. Just
tall, my back against the wall. People want me to fall, but all I do is ball. Sitting in that horse stall, I'm playing this game. like I'm playing Monopoly. I roll the dice like Yahtzee, killing niggas every day. Tell these pussy ass niggas to fucking stay away before they talk shit. Look at my resume. I run they shit like I'm running a relay. I came to play this game like I'm LeBron James. Until I fall, I state my claim. Contemplating and waiting, awaiting the fact. When it comes to the game, I'm so sick. Number one pick on this shit. Everybody really mad cause Dre pulled up with his clip.
Don't make me do it, I ain't come to play. So many try but they can't swim in my way. Don't make me flex out cause this ain't a game, yeah. You see me coming, better get out my way.
I've been in my spot for a long minute. I ain't never left. Keep an eye out for them flow niggas. I ain't never slept. It can always get worse, shit don't make me do it. It can always get worse, shit don't make me do it.
What you need a cosign? Why you say you're on the grind? I feel like I'm running out of time. Gunning the waist, we get out of line. I may have fell off from my stacks, but best believe I'm gonna get it back. I never give my heart to the bitch. The demons here gonna make rich. Walking around with a strap, bitch, I came up out the trap. I was taught to never lack, always be about your stack. Used to pose and worth my time. Fuck a bitch, I stay on my grind. Upgraded, no more pushing dimes. Formulating all my rhymes. I'm just sitting here waiting to see what you will do. See me really doing me, don't worry about my dues. Bitch, I obviously have nothing more to lose. I'm always gonna stand tall, got nothing more to prove.
Don't make me do it, I ain't gonna play. But they can't swim in my way.
Don't make me flex out cause this ain't a game, yeah.
You see me coming, better get out my way.
I've been in my spot for a long minute. I ain't never left. Keep an eye out for them flow niggas. I ain't never slept. It can always get worse, shit don't make me do it. It can always get worse, shit don't make me do it.
Triple mine, oh, I try to live through mine, oh, selling the beats in time zones, you need to get in line, oh, I'm not a simple mind, oh, ay.
What's up, boys and girls? It's your girl, the Guru Warrior. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to my my selection of hip-hop music today. I thought it was good. It had something to do with what we're talking about all day today. You know, please do make sure that you support my artists, okay? Because they work really hard to bring you this stuff. So go buy the music for 99 cents. You know, stick it up there on your shit. You know, say hey. You know, tell your friends about them. That's what we about here, giving indie artists, you know, a voice, as well as giving other people voices. So ladies and gentlemen, please do listen to the next episode, which will be myself and DJ Lala speaking to each other about what went on over the last week in New York City and how much Americans actually have some really bad PTSD. Okay, so, you know, it's going to make you laugh a little bit. It's going to make you, you know, be like, holy shit. And then, you know, I'm going to discuss with her about what went on in Jamaica over the past week. And we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. So please do make sure that you listen to part two of Motherfucking Friday. It's your girl, the Guru Warrior, signing out for just a few moments. Come on back. Peace. I'll see you in a few. I'm out. Don't forget, Background Beats brought to you by Beast on the Beats. Boys and girls, make sure you check them beats out. They nasty. It's your girl, the Guru. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.